Okay, everybody, today's daf is Yuma Daf Chav Dalet. And again, our shirbis should be Lili Nishmas, those who were Rachman al Islam were killed in the accident in Meron. Bizchuz Rafu Shleima for those who were injured. Rafu Shleima for those who were injured in the terrorist attack in the Gush a couple days ago. And as always, Bizchuz Rafu Shleima for Nami Mira Bashan Rav Gerezel, for Shirbas Tvar Alea, and for Yeshua Chaim Ben Chana Yehudis. Okay, we are here at the bottom of Chav Gimel on the base, about two thirds, let's say one third of the way up. By Nema Ketanoi, that is, let's see, how many lines are we at? That's about 10 lines up from the bottom, or maybe not a third, maybe a quarter. Nema Ketanoi, if you remember, we'll be talking about a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether the Trumas Hadeshen is considered to be an Avodah based on Mikdash. And the Nafkamina would be whether, you know, you get a Zar as Chayav Misa for doing it, if a Kohen can do it, if someone who is a Kohen who's a Baal Mum can do it. Oh, we had a couple of nafkaminas. And that machlokas, the Gemara was going to say, maybe that machlokas is actually machlokas tanaim. And that's, again, if you remember, the Trumas HaDeshen was they took a little bit of the Trumas of the Deshen, of the ashes on the Mizbech, and put it next to the ground. We said there was a miracle, the ground swallowed it up. And that's opposed to the Hatzas HaDeshen, which would be taking out the ash when it became too big and too large to do anything on the Mizbech. So Trumas HaDeshen was done every morning before sunrise. And the question is, whether it was considered to be an avoda to the point where a kohen had to do it, or not. So now we say Nema Ketanai. Maybe that machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is machlokas tanai, because we said the pasuk says al b'saro, that the kohen is to put the ksones al b'saro. The matam lomer yilbash. What does it mean when the pasuk teaches me that he has to wear it? Ravim mitznefes ve'avneit laharama divrei Rabbi Yehuda. To include the mitznefes, the hat, and the avneit, the belt, to the harama, to the Trumas HaDeshen. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need all four of the Big Day Kahuna to do the Trumas HaDeshen, i.e. implying that it is an avoda that requires all four of the Bigadim, of Big Day, the Big Day Kahuna. Right, as again, because if you remember, the pasuk only mentions the two of them, right? The Ksonas and the Mechnasayim. You have to wear, so the question is, do you have to wear two of them? Right? Was that being specific? Or do you really need all of them? Right, and the Gemara just mentioned, and the Pasuk just mentioned two of them, right? We talked about that yesterday. So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to wear all four of them, implying that it would be an avodah. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Dosa says, no, that Pasuk is the Rabbos Big Day Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim Shekshirim the Kohen Hedyot. Right, that Pasuk is for a different halakha completely. Right, to tell me that the Big Day Kohen Gadol, right, the regular Bigadim, the Kohen Gadol, wears a Yom Kippur, is allowed to be worn by a regular Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen, after he's done. But in the Chora, Rabbi Dosi would hold that you only need two of the Big Day Kahuna, the ones that are mentioned in the Pasuk, to do the Trumas HaDeshen, and therefore seemingly implying that it's not an Avoda. Maybe that's the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that we hear paralleled between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosi. So again, just before we get to whether that's true or not, we're going to have some back and forth between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right, said, "Shtei shuvos l'davar." I'll give you two proofs, Rabbi Dosa, that you're not correct. First of all, the avneit shel kohen gadol lo ze ha'avneit lo zehu avneit shel kohen hedyo. Right, if you remember, we had a machlokas whether the avneit of the kohen gadol, Yom Kippur, was the same as the avneit of the kohen, a regular kohen throughout the year. A regular kohen wore an avneit made of kilayim of shatnez. What was the avneit of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur? So according to Rebbe, it was made just of linen. So that's not the same belt. So therefore, you couldn't just transfer the begadim that the Kohen Gadol used Yom Kippur and use that for a Kohen Hedyot. That's number one. Ve'od, and number two, begadim shenishtamesh ben kedusha chamura tishtamesh ben kedusha kala. How does it make sense? You have a very high level of holiness. Kohen Gadol is using these begadim on Yom Kippur, and now you're going to use it for a regular Tuesday? That doesn't make any sense. Right, I guess he could have said Malam Hakodesh Lo Moridin. Either way, same idea. How in the world could that work? That's what Rebbe said, about Rebbe Dosa's Shita. But either way, we still have that machlokas. So the Gemara says, Yela Ma Tama Lomar Yilbash. So Rebbe continues and says, again, I don't like Rebbe Dosa's Shita. So what do you learn when he says Yilbash? What does that mean? So that's Larabos as a shchokim. That's to include that if the begadim, the big deguna, are shchokim, are worn out, not new, that's still fine. Meaning that's good. If you look at Rashi, shekshirim l'chol avoda, right? Worn out begadim are kosher, v'ilvad shelo yihu mikuroi, and as long as they are not torn. V'yachid kamar, then that's what it means. That's what the pasuk means, right? Sorry, the hachid kamar you should probably leave off, right? Rashi's explaining the Gemara in Zvachim. But, meaning that's what it means. That's what that pasuk is teaching me. according to Rebbe. Vini chamsham. What about the pasuk that says Vini chamsham? The Kohen Gadol should take off the begadim and leave them there. So Malamei shetunin gitnizo. The Tanakhama says that you should be gonez them, right? You don't wear them the rest of the year. Rebbe Dosa, Omer Rebbe Yosi says no. Ruyi name the Kohen Hedrod. You can use them for a Kohen, a regular Kohen can use them. Matam alomer vini chamsham. So therefore, why does the pasuk say that you leave the big day Kohen Gadol, the regular begadim, after he's done with them, you leave them there? What does that mean? That you shouldn't use them on next year's Yom Kippur, but you can use them right throughout the year regularly. So the Gemara now just goes back to what we started with. My lav bakam lefilgi. Isn't this the same machlokas? Demar savar avodahi, mar savar lav avodahi. Right? Don't we line it up? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? Like Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Dosa. So Gemara says no. Lo dekuli ama avodahi. Really, every Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa both hold that the Trumas Hadeshin is an avoda. No, this is the machlokas. Mar Savar Tzricha Kora L'Ribuye, Umar Savar Lo Tzricha Kora L'Ribuye. Now, one of them holds, again, that you do need the pasuk to include the other begadim, and one of them holds that you don't. Meaning Rabbi Dosa does not require the pasuk to include the other two begadim, because he holds that the other two begadim are included anyway. Right? He doesn't take the literalness of just saying that you do again, when the pasuk says you do the Trumas Hadeshin with just the Avnit and the Ksonas and the Mechasayim, right? He doesn't do that literally. So you don't need a pasuk to teach me that you need the other two Big Day Kahuna. Rabbi Yehuda takes the pasuk very literally and says, okay, therefore you need a drasha to teach me that you should include all four of the Big Day Kahuna. Okay, so the Machlokas doesn't necessarily line up. Now, Boy Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin asked the following question. Trumas Hadeshen Bekama. Right? How much deshen, how much ash, again, we said, the Trumas Hadeshen is taking a spoon or one of the shovels or whatever from the ash, dropping it onto the floor next to the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach, the floor kind of swallowed it up. But how much ash are we taking here? Right? Trumas Hadeshen Bekama. Mitrumas Meiser Yalfin Allah, or Mitrumas Midyan Yalfin Allah. Do we learn it from Trumas Meiser? From again the Trumas Meiser, the Matana of Meiser, right? Again, you take the one of the Matanos that you give in the field, where you give Trumas to the Kohen, that's 2%, Berech. You give Meiser to the Levi, that's 10%, and then the Levi gives 10% of his stuff to the Kohen, that's Trumas Meiser, right? So that's 10%, or maybe from the Truma of Midian. What was the Truma of Midian? That's not a Truma you give for your produce. That's a story in the Chumash when Bnei Yisrael went to Midian to avenge the sin of the Bnei Moav, and they took a lot of spoils, and the amount of spoils that went to the Kohanim was 1/500th. And the pasuk is very, where it spells out the math for you, a lot of numbers over there at the end of Parshas Matos, I think. Matos or Matse, I forget which one. I think Matos. Either way, so is it 1/10th or is it 1/500th? Right? Obviously, that's a big difference. So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. And so Rabbi Chia actually says neither, right? Ironically enough. Right? The Tanya Rabbi Chia says, Nemar Kan Veherim, Venemar Alahalan Veherim. Right? He has Xer Shava from the Trumas Hadeshin to the Korban Mincha. Right, malahalim bekumto, afkar bekumto. Just like by the Korban Mincha, you take a kometz, so too over here, you take a kometz. Now, a kometz means that for the Korban Mincha, you would take, the Kohen would take his middle three fingers, meaning excluding the pinky and the thumb, and he would scoop up and press it to the back of his palm, and whatever was inside, that's the stuff that he took from the Korban Mincha, that's called a kometz. So too over here, so he would, that's the amount of ashes that he would take. Now, obviously, if you're dealing with ash and things that have been burning, so he's not just going to scoop it with his fingers, that's kind of dumb, he might burn himself. So it just means the amount that could fit between his fingers and his palm, right, the three middle fingers. So he would take a shovel and scoop that amount, right, for the Trumas Hadeshin. Okay. Now, Amar Rav. Rav says as follows. Now this machlokas is going to take us pretty much to the end of today's daf. Amar Rav, arba avodos zar chayev alein misa. There are four avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll see there's a little bit more, but there are four avodas in the Beis HaMikdash where a zar, where a non-kohen, is chayev misa for doing them. Zrika, sprinkling the blood, haktara, burning of the incense, let's say, nisuch hamayim, pouring the water, and v'nisuch hayayin, and pouring the wine. Levi, Amar Levi says, af trumas hadeshen. Even the Trumas Hadeshen, you add to that list, if a Tzar does a Trumas Hadeshen, he is Chayav Misa. V'chein Tani Levi Mimas Nisei, Levi taught in the Mishnah, after Trumas Hadeshen. Right, and again, that's how we taught in the Brisker or our Mishnah, I'm not sure. My time with the Rav, what's the reason for Rav, who says that Trumas Hadeshen is not Chayiv Misa if Hazar does it? The Pasuk says, Ratav v'nachata itachat tishmeru es kunaschem l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach, ulumi beis laparokas v'avatem avudas matana, that's the key line, avudas matana, etin es kunaschem v'azar ha-karev yumas. Right, again, the Zar ha-karev yumas, at the end, right, this Pasuk clearly says that someone who, Zar, right, someone who's not a Kohen, if he does any of these things, he's Chayiv Misa. So what is he Chayiv Misa for? So the Gemara Darshan is Avodas Matana v'lo Avodas Siluk. You're Chayiv for Avodas Matana, condition number one. There are going to be two conditions. That first of all, it has to be an Avoda of Matana, of giving, of putting on, of sprinkling, of pouring, etc. Something, right, something you're adding, some sort of adding, of giving. And not Avodas Siluk, and not removing. That's requirement number one. What about number two? Vavatem avodat tama v'lo avoda sheis achera avoda. That pasuk of vavatem teaches me that it has to be a completing avoda, a finishing avoda, and not an avoda that has something afterwards. Meaning, it's only for sprinkling the blood, but not for, let's say, catching the blood in a kli after the shechita, right, because you still have the halicha, then you have the haktara. So it has to be the last stage in any of the services, and it has to be a matana, some sort of giving, adding to the mishkan, the mizbeach. The Levi. So what is Levi's shita? That the Trumas Hadeshen is also Chayav Misa. Where does he get that from? So Rabbi Rachmana l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach. He includes it from the words l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach. Anything that has to do with the mizbeach. All the Trumas Hadeshen has something to do with the mizbeach, therefore you're Chayav Misa for it. For Rav, what about Rav? Ha'u l'asuyei sheva hazal shebifnim v'sheva metzora. Rav says, no, that pasuk teaches me that we include other items to this Chayav Misa, such as the seven sprinklings inside, meaning that are in the Kodesh, or in the right on the Mizbeach, or maybe on the Paroches, what's it called? There are seven of them. There are a bunch of different ones, a bunch of different avodas. That's sometimes you sprinkle the blood inside, so that's included in the Isher. V'shevet Metzorah, and also the processes, right, that you do with the Metzorah. There's a lot going on there with the Metzorah, but any of that, the sprinklings for the Metzorah that are towards the Mizbeach, or they're not actually on the Mizbeach, right, okay, I'm so sorry. They're not at the Mizbeach. One second. Meaning some of it goes towards the Heichal. Okay, meaning it's not actually something to do with the Mizbeach outside proper. So you might have thought they're not included. So Rav says that Pazuk of the Chol Dvar Mizbeach includes those avodas as well. For Levi Nafkale, Levi would learn that halacha from Midavar v'Chol Dvar. Well, for the fact that it says, right, dover. Right, it says dover instead. It says cold dover instead of dover. And the Gemara said, and then Rav. What about Rav? Right, dover v'chol dover lo darish. Right, so he doesn't have that distinction. Right, he doesn't have any drasha from that. Right, the Gemara says, "Ve'ima l'chol dover mizbeach klal avodas matana prat." So why don't we say that we have a klalu prat over here? Right, one of the ways we darshan out the Torah is a klalu prat. Why don't we say that the words of kol dvar mizbeach, right, that's for everything. Everything you have to do with the mizbeach, that's a klal, that's a general rule. Avodas matana, meaning then the pasuk specifies that it's only an avoda of giving, of pouring, etc. Right, that's prat, that's a specification, that's a limitation. So when the rule is, when you have klalu prat, when you have a general rule and then a specification, ein b'klal el mashav prat. Right, the general rule only applies to whatever is similar to this specification. So therefore, it should be avodas matana in avodas siluk lo. Right, that it's only something that you sprinkle, that you add to the mizbeach, and not something that you remove. So therefore, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, ulumi beis laparochas, vavatem, meaning that we have that extra pasuk, and ulumi beis laparochas, meaning inside, or towards the parochas, right, near the Kodesh Kadashim, right, hu avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk. That's where we make a split between the sprinkling, meaning the giving avoda, the adding avoda, versus something that you're taking away. Habachutz, but outside the avoda, but outside the kodesh, meaning outside in the azara, let's say by the mizbeach, afilo avoda siluk. Right? Maybe, right, you should also be chayiv for removing something. Right? Lachora should, that would help out Levi very much. Meaning that's how we understand. Meaning Levi does not learn a klal uprat. Just to clarify, right? What does that pasuk do? If you look at Rashi on the top, afsik bein klal leprata, meaning that stops, that breaks up the klal and the prat. So therefore, you don't really have a klal prat because you have those words in between. Right? That breaks it up and says that this klal prat only applies inside, but outside, right, we can still be chayav misa for a removal type of service. So the Gemara says, yihachi, that's true, vavatem nami. Also, two vavatem should also help to distinguish like this. And we base that porochas inside the Kodesh Kadashim, meaning inside the in the Kodesh, that's only when you make a split between an avoda that finishes a completing avoda and not an avoda that still has something coming after it. Habachot, but outside the Kodesh and outside the Beis Hamikdash, the Kodesh Kadashim, right? Like on the Mizbeach, afilu avoda sheyesh acharei avoda. Even something that does not complete an avoda that has something afterwards should also be chayav misa, according to Levi. Again, if he's going to split inside and outside, right? That only these distinctions that we made in the pasuk only applies inside the Kodesh and by the Kodesh Kadashim. So maybe you should be chayav for all the avodas outside, right, by the Mizbeach, right, where, let's say, there's something coming afterwards, like I said, like the example we gave before, like the Kabbalah Saddam, right, accepting the blood from the Shechita and carrying it towards the Mizbeach. Maybe that should also be Chayav Misa. So when it says, therefore, Vavatam, Hada Arve Kro. Right, when the Pasuk says Vavatam, right, so the, or Vavatem, right, that's, it's adding, it's going, I mean, the Pasuk is going back and including, right, meaning making sure that everything applies here. Meaning, the Vavatem teaches me that all this stuff, all these distinctions, apply across the board. Okay. Joshua's back and forth, right? Definitely could add a chazer. Boy, Rava asked the following question. What about removing, right, Kanzer Levi, what about in the Heichal, in the Kodesh, right? If you're removing something, right, is that going to be Chayav Misa or not? Right, do we compare it to inside the Kodesh Kadashim? Again, if you remember, we said that's where Levi made the split between something that's removing and something that's adding. We're talking that's adding an additional, not an additional, but an avoda that's adding something, a sprinkling, a pouring, etc. inside the Kodesh Kadashim, that's going to be Chayav Misa, but not something that it removes. But outside, Levi made no such distinction. So therefore, when we're talking about the Heichal, which is, again, the Kodesh, right, where you had the menorah and the Mizbech Azav and the Shulchan, so does that also, do you make that distinction? Is that similar to the inside, the Kodesh Kodashim, or similar to the outside, where the Azara? So other Pashtun is, after Rav asked that question, mi beis ulu mi beis. Right, he has a drasha that he compares the two, that it's considered to be the Kodesh Kadashim and the Kodesh itself, and the Heichal, meaning it were, so therefore anything that's removing in the Heichal, like the menorah by the Shulchan, etc., that's also not going to be Chayiv Misa according to Levi. So the Gemara says, one second, Elamayata, if that's true, by Zar says Shidr's a Shulchan Lechayiv. Well, if you're telling me that only things, again, Levi's going to be Chayiv Misa for somebody who adds or puts on, or sprinkles, or pours, or whatever, inside of the Heichal. So if a non-Kohen puts the bread, the Lechem Apanim, on the Shulchan, he should be Chayav Misa. Right? Because he's adding to the Shulchan. He's putting something on the Shulchan. So he says, you can see the Bezichim. He says, no, because that's not the last Avodah that you have by the Shulchan. Right? Again, what do you have? Two requirements. That it has to be putting something on, right? A pouring, or adding, or sprinkling, or whatever. And it also has to be the last Avodah of the series. That'll be the last thing that you do. So the thing that once you put the lechem upon him on, you also put the bazichan. The bazichan were spoons that had incense, and you put that afterwards. So that is therefore putting the lechem upon him on is not going to be chayav misa. So the Gemara says, well, see the bazichan lechayav. Okay, so then maybe if you put the spoons on with the frankincense, with the incense, so then you should be chayav. Zar should be chayav misa. So Gemara says, you can see the v'aktara. And there's no, because next week on Shabbos, the next Shabbos, right, there's part of the avoda is you take the old last week's spoons off, and then you're maktir the lavona, you're maktir the katoris that was on there. Right, so therefore, since it's still not the last step, so you're not going to be chayav misa if a zar does it. Okay. What about the following? What about the zar? See, there's a menorah chayav. What about someone who's not a kohen who sets up the menorah? Should also be chayav. Right, he's setting, he's putting the wicks in, he's preparing the menorah. No, that's in the Heichal. The Gemara says, you're going to see this pasila. No, because after you clean it up, right, after you take out the menorah, so then you have to put in the wicks. So meaning, so it's not the end, it's not the last thing you do. So Gemara says, not some pasila the chayev. Okay, so putting in the wicks should be chayev. Okay, you're going to see the shemen, so you got to put oil in, so it's also not the last. So not some shemen the chayev. So let a zar who puts in the shemen in the oil in the menorah should also be chayev misa. So Gemara says, well, yeah, well, ika hadlaka, right? What do you do after you put the oil in? You light it. So the Gemara says, okay, so hidlik menorah, hidlik lechayev. So let's say a non-kohen lights the menorah, he should be chayev misa. And the Gemara says here, finally, hadlaka lav avodahu. Right, fascinating. That the halakha, the lighting of the menorah is not considered to be an avodah. That is a big discussion in terms of what that actually that means. The Rambam actually holds straight up, it's not an avodah, therefore a zar can light the menorah, not in the heichal, because the zar can't go into the heichal, but for whatever reason, I guess if you got around that, right, that the menorah was a non-kohen is not allowed to go into the kodesh or the heichal. But if somehow you got around that, so the chora, the Rambam would hold that a zar is allowed to light the menorah. The other shita is when it says it's not an avodah, it means he's not going to be chayv misa, but it is still usher, meaning get malchus, whatever, right, but a zar is still not allowed to light the menorah. Okay, right, fine, but that's a very interesting line. The Gemara says, the Gemara challenges this, says, well, oh, really? It's not an avodah to light the menorah. Right? You see that the hatzatzas alisa, that's the wood chips that they would put on the mizbeach, that has to be done by a kohen with kli shares, right, wearing the big day kahuna. So you see that lighting something, right, is an avoda. Gemara says, yeah, well, hatzatzas alisa avodahi, hadlaka lav avodahi. Okay, that's putting the wood on the mizbeach, right, that is an avodah, but lighting the menorah, right, that is not. Right, again, there's different distinctions that Rishonim make between the two, but they're a little different. I think one distinction is that the menorah is just a little bit of a lighting, and by the wood, you have to really, you have to do a little bit more work, a little bit more effort. Okay, beside it, weiter. But if now, if you're telling me that all this is true, again, that something that is going to finish, an avoda that finishes, and an avoda that you put something on one of the, let's say, on the mizbeach or on the shulchan, whatever, so you're going to be chayav misa, so if that's true, so zar shesider is hamaracha lechayav. Well, if a kohen gadol put the maracha, put the wood on the maracha, on the mizbeach, then you should be chayav misa. Meaning that when we said that Lisa, that was lighting the wood, what about putting the wood on the mizbeach? So Gemara says, "Ikar cedar snake gizra etzim." Because after you put the wood on, then you have to put the two gizra etzim. We mentioned the two pieces of wood that were really, really long, that went on top of the mizbeach, and kind of like just as a finishing touches on the wood. So that's the last thing you do. So therefore, if putting the other wood on the mizbeach is not going to be a finishing action. So cedar snake gizirim lechayev. So what about putting those two pieces of wood? Should be chayav misa if it's a zar, if it's a non-kohen, does that? So you can see the evarim, excuse me, because they're still going to put the fats on the mizbeach afterwards. The Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yassim, Rabbi Yochanan, zar shesider shnei gizrei etzim chayav." So apparently we see that Rabbi Yochanan says he is chayav. So the Gemara says, "Ba pligi." But that's exactly machlokas. Mar sever avodah tamahu, mar sever lav avodah tamahu. Yeah, that's the machlokas. Whether we include the burning of the fats in the avoda of putting the wood on the mizbeach. And if you hold that putting the wood on the mizbeach is a separate avoda, so then putting the two gizra etzim, that's going to be a finishing action that's adding to the mizbeach, and you're going to be chayav misa if a zar does that. If you hold that there's still more coming afterwards, then you won't be chayav misa. Okay. Tani comes to the Rav, Tani comes to the Levi. We have two brises that support Rav and Levi's shita. Again, you know, Rav and Levi argued as to whether a zar is chayav misa for the Trumas Hadashim. Tani kivasi de Rav. Yes, I'm a little confused. Right. Tani kivasi de Rav, Tani kivasi de Shmuel, the Levi. Usually it's Rav and Shmuel. Tani kivasi de Rav, excuse me. Avodas shezar chayev alehem misa. What are the avodas that azar is chayev? So it lists it off. Zrikas Adam, right? Sprinkling the blood, bein lefnim, bein lefnai, bein lefnai, whether it's inside, whether it's outside, whether it's super inside, meaning in the base, in the Kodesh Kadashim, in the Heichal, in the Azara, any sprinkling of the blood, sprinkling with the blood of an oaf, a bird, chatas, and a matzi, maktir, ba olas oaf, if you have an olas oaf, that's just a different way of applying the blood, you kind of squeeze the blood out of his neck onto his back. If you pour do nisach ha'mayim, shlosha lugin yayin, three lug of wine, but nisach ha'yayin. But what's not listed here, and that not listed here, is the Trumas Hadashin, and that's Rav Shita, that you're not chayav misa if a zar does the Trumas Hadashin. Tanakh comes to the Levi, and sure enough, there's a brisa that supports Levi. And avotos shazar chayav alehem misa, what are the ones that you're chayav misa for? And sure enough, there it is, hamerim es hadashin, doing the Trumas Hadasha. Right, and then he continues and basically quotes the other stuff that we said before. V'shevas hazos b'fini, shevifnim, shevif mitzora, right, hamala, gavim mizbeach, ben davar kosher, ben davar puzzle, right, basically all those things, right, you're going to be chayiv misa for a czar who does that. Okay, just a little bit, just a last couple of lines. Lama mefaisim, the Gemara just asks, why do we do lots? Going back to talking about the lottery for the Kohanim, this Gemara says, lama mefaisim, right, whenever you have it twice in the Gemara, right, 9 times out of 10, the second one is a rhetorical question. So the Gemara says, lama mefaisim, why do we do the lots? And the Gemara says, lama mefaisim, what do you mean, why do we do the lots? Kedamran, right? Were you paying attention? We just talked about, right? We had a sakana, a danger of people. Somebody got stabbed. Somebody broke a leg. Right? We just talked about that. So Gemara says, El lama mefaisim v'chozer mefaisim. So if you mention, remember we said in the Mishnah that the lottery for the Trumas Hadashen was one of four lotteries they did that day. So the question is, why did they do four? Right? I understand why you did four. Why did you just knock them all in a row? Just do them all now. Get everybody lined up in the morning. All right, everybody, this is for, picking names out of the hat. Right? Obviously, that's not what they did, but pick a name out of the hat, count the fingers. This is for the Trumas Hadashen. This is for that. This is for this. Why did they do it throughout the day? So, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei Lahargish Kala Azara. To make all the Azara, Hargish is make it emotional, make it excited, meaning it should be an exciting moment, right, in the middle of camp, whenever somebody comes on the loudspeaker, right, all of a sudden, this is going on, and that's going on, and this snack time, and that's not, why don't you give the kids a bunch of snacks at the beginning of the day, and they'll eat it whenever they want? No, because it's exciting, it breaks the day off, it makes things moving. It's the same thing over here. Shenemar, as Pasuk says, Asher Yachtav, Nam Tiksov, Veis Elokim, Nalech Beregesh. You should be very, you should walk with it. It should be exciting, right? Neilech, nehalech, you should walk, but regesh, with emotion, it should be exciting, things should be popping, and that's why they do it in that manner. Okay, we're gonna stop here and go right there in the Halo Geshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.